The Syracuse Common Council has finally passed right-to-know legislation after months of discussions. The law is meant to create more transparency in the police department and inform people of their right to privacy during a search. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, only one councilor, the council's only Republican, voted against it.
Police officers will have to identify themselves by name and rank and provide a reason for stopping someone. They must offer a business card with their identification and contact information for the department's Internal Affairs Unit and the Independent Citizen Review Board Agency, which investigates complaints. The police chief is also tasked with developing a policy of conducting a search only after obtaining consent. That consent has to be recorded or documented in writing. But Councillor Joe Carney, who voted against the law, says the language in it goes above and beyond what's required constitutionally.
They find a lot of guns in these searches, illegal guns, that prevent gun violence. And to be frank, in my district, that's really a big issue right now. It's probably more so an issue than ever before.
Carney says he doesn't think the law will develop better relations between the community and police, including documenting informal interactions.
You know, I wouldn't blame folks for not being trusting. Why do you need my name, my age, my address if you're just, you know, having a conversation with me about, you know, what we're doing, you know, standing on our street?
He's also concerned about call times. He says officers aren't getting to different calls as quickly as they should.
That's just going to further delay police response times, and we can't have that because right now it's not acceptable how long it takes.
The council made at least a couple of changes to the law compared to an earlier version, pushing back the start dates. Beginning next year, the police department will post on its website the number of times officers did and did not get consent to searches, separated by the race, gender, and age of the people involved. The department will also post data on the number of investigative encounters conducted, including stop and frisk. The new law won't go into effect until mid-December. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.